insignificant. Trying to imagine how I'd ever fit into her life. I wanna hold her, I wanna heal her, I wanna trust her, I don't believe her. I wanna love her, wanna keep her from harm, but I know I'm never gonna fall asleep in her arms. And that Massachusetts night looms long and wide, and I don't see my reflection.
Tune in. This is Chef Jeff of the Chef Jeff Show, and you are listening to 91.5 The Thumb, WMFM Medford, of Freeform Radio. All right, you listen to a little Arctic Monkeys. I'll be back real quick.
It's much less picturesque without a catch in the light. The horizon tries, but it's just not as kind on the eye. She's a modern lover, it's an exploration. She's made of outer space. And her lips are like the galaxy's edge. And a kiss the color of a constellation falling into place. My days am best when the sunset gets itself behind that little lady sitting on the passenger side. It's much less picturesque without a catch in the light. The horizon tries, but it's just not as kind on the eye. Is that a better?
Good morning. All right. So you just heard. Let me see my mic. All right, cool. Yeah, we're rolling. Cool. All right, you just heard The Less I Know, The Better by Tame Impala. And before that, you heard Arabella by Arctic Monkeys. All right, another lovely Friday morning. I'm here with my friend Sam. Sam, say hi.
Hi, this is Chef Junior Sam, joining Chef Jeff.
Yeah, so this is actually Sam's first time in the studio. How do you like it so far?
I really like the vibe here. It's very chill. It's a great way to start the morning.
Yeah, exactly. All right, cool. I'm glad you're liking it. I love it. I love coming out here Friday mornings. So it's not that, I mean, of course, waking up's never great, especially when you don't sleep too well beforehand. However, you make the trek out here and you're just playing good music and it's like all good. But yeah, so I'll go over quickly like what my general theme of the show is today. I recently, for those of you who already know, I am an author, like an editor for the Tufts Daily, like the arts section. And some editors and I just came up with a list for best albums of the decade. We each had our own lists. And I'm going to play like a song from each of these albums that I thought from the top 10, like best albums of the decade. I start off with those two because I feel like whenever I think of those songs, it just makes me think of like how the albums AM by Arctic Monkeys and Currents by Tame Impala. It makes me think of how I'm predicting this. This is just me. And so far, they've already stood the test of time, 5 years already, for AM more, because AM was released in 2013, Currents was released in 2015. They've already like lasted more than four or five years, and they still hit like the same way. Like, they still hit hard. I feel like that's still going to happen for another 20 or 30 years at least. When you think of like albums that people, while it wasn't necessarily the most like well received initially, I feel like a lot of people, it has enough of like a following that it well represented what was happening this decade in terms of fan bases and in terms of music movements. Arctic Monkeys were definitely pioneers in art, not art rock, like alt rock, and the trippy kind of electric pop that's on Currents was also followed a lot, like, and that trickled its way into genres like hip-hop, and yeah, a little alt-rock too, but yeah, so that's what I have to say about those. We're gonna play a little pop now. Some of these albums are both from 2015. I adore both of these albums, but we'll start off with the bops and then we'll play a really beautiful piece after that, so stay tuned. Here's some Carly Rae Jepsen.
The party, party. I don't know where.
right. Okay, cool. Mics are live. I don't know if any of you, like, from that 1 second heard what the next song was going to be. But anyways, we started, what you just heard was the song Feel You by Julia Holter. And then before that was Run Away With Me by Carly Rae Jepsen. All right. I'll talk about these albums real quick. Emotion, that's where Run Away With Me by Carly Rae Jepsen, that's where that album comes off of, 2015. Really, really solid pop music. The instrumentals make you want to dance. The lyrics make you want to cry. It's just quintessential pop music for this year. I feel like pop fans, this is basically, if they had to pick a Bible this year, it would be Emotion by Carly Rae Jepsen. And what you just heard was off of Julia Holter's 2015 album, Have You in My Wilderness. That song, Feel You, I don't know why. I've been playing it on repeat the past 3 days, probably. Just, I'll listen to a song, and then that chorus will come to my head again, and I just want to listen to it again. It's just, it's really pretty. I really, I'm typically no huge sucker for Baroque pop. If you're unfamiliar with Baroque pop, it mixes elements of pop and classical music. But there's something about this album that just gives me the chills, and that song especially, that chorus is just so good in my opinion. They placed Have You in My Wilderness was my number 10 album of the decade, and Emotion was my number 8 album of the decade, I believe. And yes, for those of you who are just joining, the general theme of today's show is playing songs off my top 10 albums of the decade. Wrote an article for The Daily recently about it. You can check it out on The Daily website. Just check under the art section. Coming up next, I'm going to play 2 songs off of my number 1 album of the decade. And again, you may have heard / recognize what was going on. But first off, we do have Sam here. I know you said you typically don't like to listen to albums, but you did have a couple artists that you mentioned on the way to the studio that you say maybe like are artists of the decade. Do you want to talk about that real quick?
I think, as people know, K-pop is becoming pretty relevant right now.
Yeah.
Even in the Western culture in U.S.
Yeah.
And one artist that I mentioned to Jeff was, obviously, BTS,
mm-hmm.
and how their collabs with some famous Western artists are taking the world by storm, such as Lauv and Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to hear one of their songs tonight, later on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, stay tuned for that.
Yeah, we'll sneak it in. We have a couple surprises, too. We'll deviate from the theme a little bit. Definitely BTS, their influence, they're already showing up on ads. They're already getting support from platforms like YouTube and Apple Music, and there's the radio show hosts like Zane Lowe freak out about BTS. They're a solid group, and I feel like that's given a couple more years. We're already, again, like you said, artists like Lauv and Halsey, right? Didn't Halsey do a song?
Halsey did, yeah.
Too. With BTS, yeah.
Boy With Love, that was one of their songs that featured in.
Yeah, so artists like that are starting to catch on to this trend, and I feel like especially the next couple years or so, it's definitely going to catch on, because I know hip-hop really caught on recently, trickling its way into pop. You hear artists like Ariana Grande singing over trap beats. You hear Kendrick Lamar and Future hopping on Maroon 5 songs. It's stuff like that. You're slowly starting to see that trickle its way into, and I feel like the same thing's going to happen with K-pop, given a couple years or so, because they're already making waves on the Billboard charts, and again, like you mentioned, Western artists are already starting to pick up on what's going on over in Korea. So I'm excited, because I don't have any problems with K-pop. I think K-pop is pretty good. But I'm really excited to see what's going to happen. I know what American and European artists are going to do with K-pop, that we can get a blend, pretty cool fusion of stuff going on. So I'm excited. All right. I'm playing it now.
Your influence.
You recognize the man, the poet. We got Kendrick Lamar with To Pimp a Butterfly. I think one of the most impressive albums of all time in terms of blending hip-hop, rap, jazz. And the two songs I'm about to play really stick with me. Instrumental's catchy, lyrics awesome. All right, we'll give it a listen. But let's start off with These Walls.
Sex.
Can be misunderstood. War telling me they're full of pain, resentment. Need someone to live in them just to relieve tension. Me, I'm just a tenant. Landlord said the wall vacant more than a minute. The wall are vulnerable. Exclamation. Interior pink, color coordinated. I interrogated every nook and cranny. I mean, it's still amazing. Before they couldn't stand me. These walls wanna cry tears. These walls happier when I'm here. These walls never could hold up. Every time I come around, demolition might.
If these walls could talk.
Continuously, I can see your defense mechanism is my decision. Knock these walls down, that's my religion. Wall feeling like they ready to close in. I suffocate, they catch my second wind. I resonate in these walls. I don't know how long I can wait in these walls. I've been on the streets too long. Looking at you from the outside in. They sing the same old song about how they walls always the cleanest. I beg to differ, I must have missed them. I'm not involved, I'd rather diss them. I'd rather call on you, put your wall up. Cause when I come around, demolition go.
If these walls can talk, I can feel your rain when it cries. Gold lives inside of you.
If these walls can talk,
I love it when I'm in.
If your walls can talk, they tell you it's too late. Your destiny accepted your fate. Build accessories and stash them on the yard. Take the recipe, the Bible, and God. Wall telling you that commissary is low. Race wars happening, no calling CO. No calling your mother to save you. Homies to say you're reputable, not acceptable. Your behavior sent me to bore like a killer that turned snitch. Walls is telling me you're a bitch. You pray for pills, hoping the warden would afford them.
That sentence so important.
Walls telling you to listen and sing about me. Retaliation is strong, you even dream about me. Kill my homeboy and God spared your life. Dumb criminal got indicted same night. So when you play the song, rewind the first verse. About me abusing my power so you can hurt. About me and her in the shower whenever she horny. About me and her in the after hours of the morning. About her baby daddy currently serving life. And how she think about you until we meet up at night. About the only girl cared about you when you asked her. And how she fucking on a famous rapper.
Walls can talk, talk, talk.
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room.
All's my life I has to fight, nigga. All's my life I
Hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the bass down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. Now tell my mama I love her, but this what I like, Lord knows. 20 of them in my Chevy, tell them all to come and get me. Reaping everything I sow, so my karma come in heaven. No preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster, silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to sign my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, when they kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow. But we gon' be alright,
right. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy. I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal, I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero, thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a Rico, digging in my pocket. And a profit big enough to feed you every day. My logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your chico. I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pick back and chat, I trap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, when they kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow. But we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
Nights in my prayers.
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me, so I went running for answers.
Whoa, all right. So, you just heard All Right by Kendrick Lamar, and before that, as I mentioned earlier, we got These Walls featuring Bilal, Anna Wise, and Thundercat, both by Kendrick Lamar, both off To Pimp a Butterfly, which in my opinion was the best album of the decade. But as you probably can tell, we still got another 25 minutes, so we'll be spinning some more songs off of some of my other favorite albums. And the next two that you're going to listen to are off of albums from 2016, and one of them, the song that I'm playing right now, is off an album that was my favorite album for about 2.5 years, I like to say, and then the other one has been my second favorite album for a similar amount of time, and I both listened to these albums the summer of 2016, and they both hit me in such a strange and unique way, that hooked me into albums in the first place, which I think is really cool, and I really appreciate that about these albums, and that might be why I like them a little more than I should, maybe, but they're both very good albums, and I both think they deserved their number 2 and number 3 spots, respectively. So yeah, we'll start off with some Frank Ocean.
Yeah, that's the way every day goes. time we've no control. If the sky is pink and white, if the ground is black and yellow, it's the same way you showed me. Nod my head, don't close my eyes. Halfway on a slow move, it's the same way you showed me. If you could fly, then you'd feel south. Up north, it's getting cold soon. The way it is, we're on land, so I'm someone to hold true. Keep you cool when it's still alive. Won't let you down when it's all ruined. Just the same way you showed me. Showed me. You showed me love. Glory from above. Regardless, dear. It's all downhill from here. In the wake of a hurricane, dark skin of a summer shade. Nose dive in the flood lines. Tall tower, milk crate. It's the same way you showed me. Cannonball off the porch side. Older kids trying off the roof. Just the same way you showed me. You were sure. If you could die and come back to life. Up for air from the swimming pool. You kneel down to the dry land. Kiss the earth that birthed you. Gave you tools just to stay alive. And make it up when the sun is ruined. That's the same way you showed me. Showed. You showed me love.
Began when we were young, I smiled. on that bolt in the street. After you tied me in the driveway of the apartment I was beating. Such a sister holding a cab. Said I would have walked across any thousand lands to block my Africa. I didn't need you that night. Not gonna need you anytime. It's gonna take it as it goes. I could go forward in the night when I better fold my clothes.
All right, hello. So you just heard, wait, hold on. Okay, wait, I'm back in it. Cool. You just heard 33 God by Bon Iver. And before that, you heard Pink and White by Frank Ocean. So like I said, I really like both of those albums a lot. Excuse me. That Pink and White song was one of my favorite songs, if not my favorite song of 2016. 33 God, I think, is one of those songs you can just pick it out of the album, and it sounds pretty good on its own, but the rest of it, you kind of listen to cover to cover. Folktronica, weird genre. Whatever Bon Iver did on the album, he executes it so well. It's crazy. Per usual, this being the last show of the semester, we must give one more special announcement. So, Sam, tell us something we need to know.
Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time. So be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous. And the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from ready.gov and WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you very much. We kind of said this a little too late because we've already played so much music that would have caused your house to explode already. So we apologize if you were not prepared for that. But now you know next semester when I'm back with the Bobs, you will have emergency water and food just in case the music is too good for the walls and roof that you have surrounding you.
Nicely said.
Now I'm playing something. Do you recognize the song? Did you ever play Minecraft? Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought you would have been one of those kids at like middle school. That was like your thing.
No.
Really? Okay.
You thought.
So, what you're currently listening to, some of you may recognize, is the song Wet Hands by C418. You probably don't know the name of the song, but you can probably sing the entire melody. Like the back of your hand, if you ever had any Minecraft experience. And this, I got a couple comments on it. I included this album on my list of best albums of the decade. And while I do think I agree that it was like a bold move, like I agree with what they had to say, because it pained me to leave out really talented and like really well-produced albums to put this on here. But also, what album is gonna instill like such a sense of nostalgia, and what like of these songs, like they stuck through the entire decade. Like Minecraft's relevancy came up around 2010, 2011, and people are still playing Minecraft today. And songs like Wet Hands are, you can still sing them, and they're still, like, relevant, and they still go hard and everything. But yeah. So now we're going back to my albums. We're gonna play another quick song, and then we have some song suggestion. We have song suggestion from Sam. So take a listen. Here's St. Vincent.
Black saints and a lady playing lock our soul. A punk rock romantic slumped on the kitchen floor. Nuns in stress positions smoking Marlboros. Lolita is weeping, the bride is beautiful. My seduction. I can't turn off what turns me on. I can't turn off what turns me on.
Girl, 내 여정의 답인 girl, 널 찾기 위해. 커진 기에 좀 더 단단해질 목소리에 모든 건 내게 돌아가기 위해 이제 너라는 지도 활짝 펼칠게 my rehab 날 봐 왜 못 알아봐 남들의 하우 손땀이나 듣고 싶지 않아 너의 향긴 여전히 나를 꿰뚫어 무너뜨려 되돌아가자
Baby,
그대로
Baby I know I can make it better I can hold you tighter 그 모든 길은 널 향한 거야 다 소용없어서 너 아니다는 걸 그때처럼 날 어루만져줘
끝도 보이지 않던 영원의 밤 내게 아침을 선물한 건 너야 이제 교수 내가 잡아도 될까 Can make it right.
...처럼 말없이 그냥 널 안아줘 지옥에서 내가 살아남은 건 날 위했던 게 아닌 되려 너를 위한 거란 걸 한다면 주저 말고 please save my life 너 없이 헤쳐왔던 사막 위는 목말라 그러니 어서 빨리 날 잡아줘 너 없는 바다는 결국 사막과 같은 거란 걸 알아
Alright I can make it better I can hold you tighter
So you just heard Make It Right by BTS featuring Lauv. And before that was a song Mass Seduction by St. Vincent. Mass Seduction being off the title track off of St. Vincent's 2017 album Mass Seduction, which landed a number 4 spot on my best albums of the decade list. Really, like, from a songwriting standpoint, both lyrically and instrumentally, really, really, really solid. I love that one. At first, I was unsure as to whether... First off, it should even be on the list. I gave another listen, and all the emotions and feelings and really just thinking to myself, wow, that was whatever happened there was just really cool. Like, thinking over that again was just... It was having that rush all back to me when I re-listened to it. That was just really, really cool. Yeah, I think... We have time for two more songs, so I'm going to play a bop. Actually, no, I'll play the sad song first. We'll play a sad song. This one's for Sam. You introduced me to this one. I think you might know what it is.
Sam Smith?
Yeah.
Sad Boy Hours.
It is. I didn't want to get into Sad Boy Hours, but like sometimes you have to. It's just...
That's right.
Yeah, so really quick, I wanted to do this. I never got to do this year. I interviewed... if you guys have been listening to the past couple shows, you guys have known that I interviewed an artist, Lady Lamb, and I got her to do this. I got her to do the little call out thing. I'm really excited about this. She does it so well. And so I'm going to have her do my last call out for the semester. I don't know how much time I have and if I happen to have a slot that'll come on, but this is my last official time of the semester, so and I never got around to it until now, so give me 1 second, let me get to the right spot, and then I'll give Lady Lamb the mic.
Got it. Cool.
Alright, here we go.
So, let me just pull it up.
I'm sorry, I pressed the skip back button by accident. Here we go.
Got it.
Cool.
Hi, this is Lady Lamb, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
And I hate to say I love you.
to say I want you when you make it so clear you don't want me. I'd never ask you, 'cause deep down I'm certain I know what you'd say. You'd say I'm sorry, believe me, I love you, but not in that way. And I hate to say I need you. I'm so reliant, I'm so dependent, I'm such a fool. When you're not there, I find myself singing the blues. Can't face the truth. Down, I'm certain I know what you'd say. You'd say I'm sorry, believe me, I love you, but not in that way. You'd say I'm sorry, believe me, I love you, but not in that way.
We're going to change gears to an absolute bop off of one of my honorable mentions. Let's change the mood before we close things out. Hold on. I'm not sure. Okay. I just wanted to say, same conjoined. I want to thank y'all for who have been tuning in so far this semester. I'm really excited for next semester. I'm gonna try to get the same time slot because it worked out pretty well for me, at least. If not, I'll get a similar time slot because I like the early morning. I really want to get an early morning during the week, like maybe either. Actually, I say